Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Con Katie and Michael Corcoran and more. Des Cahanis is sports news morning, Des.
Yeah, it's very busy, all right, Gavin. We're going to start news of an excellent start for Shane Lowry at the Memorial Tournament in Ohio. He was one of only six players to break 70 on a very tough course. He's in fourth place on 3 under par. The leader is Larry's playing partner, Ben Griffin, 7 under par. At the US Women's Open, Leona Maguire in a bit of bother. She's 4 over par. She's 8 off the lead, but the cut mark at the moment is around 1 over par. In Gaelic games, Conor Callaghan not included in the Dublin squad for Sunday's All-Ireland group game against the All-Ireland champions Armagh at Croke Park. He was injured against Galway. Tom Lahiff is named to replace him. But there are so many big football games this weekend. However, we're going to concentrate on Group 4, what they're calling the Group of Death. Paul Flynn is with us to look ahead to Dublin versus Armagh and Galway versus Derry.
Let's start off with Galway and Derry. Galway's championship this year is starting to turn into a bit of a roller coaster. Obviously, their provincial triumph over Mayo feels like a distant memory now, but after that lackluster performance against Dublin. And while Dublin were decent that day, Galway's key players just weren't, you know, they were effectively shut down. And in a scenario like that, they can't repeat against Derry. Paul Conroy has to be the heartbeat of the Galway attack. And if Derry, you know, man mark him, the rest of the guys have to step up and help free him up to get him on the ball. And they need Shane Walsh to perform, to find his rhythm after his injury, because a big performance from him is really, really required. But up front, like Finity and Thompson have been good, but they just need the rest of the attack to support them. And their midfield, typically their strength, faltered against Dublin, and it faces another staring test against Derry's formidable quartet of Glass, Toehill, Higgins and Rogers, whichever makeup of them start. So that outcome of that midfield battle would be decisive. And Derry's attack, we know they've got talismanic forwards. Cassidy McGuigan played well the last day, scoring 10 points between them against Armagh. So like Galway, Derry will need more of a collective effort in attack to prevail. These teams played out a draw in the league, Des. I count it was in February now, feels like a long time ago. But it's going to be another tight contest. Really, really hard to call. But for me, it's so hard to see last year's All-Ireland finalists bowing out of the championship in May. So expect Galway find a way to grind out a victory here.
And then Croker, big crowd for Dublin and Armagh.
Yeah, hopefully we get over 50,000 for this one. It's going to be very exciting. Armagh and Dublin haven't met in the championship since 2010. I played that day myself. It was a grind of a win for Dublin, and I think Dublin would happily scrape an ugly win this weekend for sure. Dublin obviously have been formidable in Croke Park this season, at times looking like a different team compared to some of the other performances. But this is their toughest test yet, especially with Conor Callaghan absent from the squad. But as always, with the way teams announcements are being made now, we likely won't know the full picture of who's playing and where until throw-in. Armagh days have been excellent in recent weeks, showing real quality, even in their loss against Donegal. And against Derry, they dominated that game for 55 minutes before a little bit of a lapse in conversation. Our concentration flattered the scoreboard a bit. They've got depth, they've got talent, they've now got the magic of Rian O'Neill back, who thrives in Croke Park. But O'Neill isn't alone. You know, De Connolly is in superb form. Turbot was excellent off the bench the last day, and Grugan is still their main link in attack. That said, Des, Armagh will need to perform for 70 minutes, I think, this weekend. Any lapse, and Dublin's high energy, high press style will really punish them. Kieran Kilkenny's form will be crucial in the attack to try and penetrate that Armagh zonal defence. But for me, I just really want to see O'Dell, McGuinness and O'Coughlin-Bourne build on the strong performances they put in against Dublin. So if Dublin bring that high intensity power plays and they have them key players firing, they can win for sure. But without that energy and without Conor Callaghan, this just might be a stretch too far for them. But the game has all the makings of a classic this weekend.
Sure has. Thanks to Paul Flynn for that. Now in soccer, big game for the Irish women's team tonight. They play in Turkey in the Nations League. Looking ahead to the game is John Kenny.
Turkey are ranked 32 places below the Republic of Ireland, but Carla Ward's side huffed and puffed in their opening match in the group in Tala, winning 1-0 in the game described as a slog as Kaya Caruso's first half header settled it. Ireland really got drawn into a physical game against a well-drilled Turkish side who indeed missed a great last-minute chance to take a point out of the game. Since then, Ireland have beaten Greece twice, but they came unstuck when hammered 4-0 by the group leader Slovenia, who aren't playing Cork next Tuesday. The Slovenians are at home to Greece at 5 o'clock this evening in the other match in the group. The good news for Ireland management is that captain Katie McCabe trained yesterday and, according to the manager, is available to feature at the Essendlar Stadium in Istanbul. Louise Quinn is in the squad as her retirement is put on hold till the summer, as is Megan Campbell, who set a new world record early this month after performing the longest ever throw-in by a female footballer. Ireland must win to keep alive their hopes of winning the group and gaining automatic promotion back to League A of the Nations League, with a game on Tuesday against Slovenia coming up in Cork next week. Nothing less than a win this evening in Istanbul will do. Kickoff is at 6 o'clock. Full radio commentary is over on RTE 2FM's Game On.
And the game will also be live on RTE 2 television at 6. Now, in the Premier Division tonight, Shamrock Rovers will be hoping to maintain their 6-point lead going into the mid-season break. Rovers play Galway United in Tala, while second place Drogheda go to Waterford. It's third versus fourth as Bohemians entertain Derry City. The champions Shelburne are in Cork and Sligo Rovers host St Pat's. In rugby, it's quarter-final weekend in the URC. Leinster play Scarlets at 3 o'clock in the Aviva tomorrow, while Munster face a tough task going to South Africa to take on the Sharks. Michael Corcoran joins us now. And Michael, maybe take Munster's chances for a tough one.
It is, Des. It's a game that they shouldn't win, but they could win. Now, it sounds like I'm sitting on the fence, but I'm actually not. They're up against a team who finished third in the ladder at the end of the regular season. They've won 13 of the 18 matches. Munster, 9 wins and 9 losses for them. And their form has been somewhat erratic throughout the course of the season. But when it was put up to them in Cork against Benetton a couple of weeks ago, they came out and got the win that was badly needed to finish in the top 8 and qualify for the knockout stages of the competition. But you know, they're going to be up against a Sharks team that'll be backboned by a lot of the South African players at King's Park, and they're certainly bigging it up in terms of a team like Munster coming to Durban to take them on. I think Munster will be competitive for a period of time during the course of the game, but the fact the match has been played at altitude doesn't help them either. And I expect that the Sharks will probably pull away in the last 15-20 minutes and win this game with an unbalanced look to the scoreboard.
And Leinster versus Scarlets at Aviva?
Yeah, the therapy for Leinster continues after that European adventure. The fact that Gareth Davis, the scrum half for the Scarlets, is out, that's a huge one from their point of view. They've only won 2 matches in Dublin, 2007 and 2017, the Scarlets, that is. Leinster very, very consistent when it needed to be in this particular competition. They've won all 4 appearances. They've made it to the quarterfinal stage. A 10th successive appearance in the knockout stages for them. And I think Scarlets, their objective has been achieved, European rugby for next year. And I expect that Leinster will win this one comfortably.
Okay, thanks a million, Michael. Michael will be covering the rugby over the weekend. In rowing, Irish crews had a very good day yesterday in the European Championships in Bulgaria. We have 4 boats in action this morning. Just on the water now, the newly formed men's pair, Dara Lynch and Ross Corrigan, in the semi-final. Fintan McCarthy and Conan Pazia will be next on the water after coming second in the double sculls heat yesterday. Then the men's quadruple sculls, who are 4th in their heat, are in the semi-final. They eliminated the home favourites, Bulgaria. And Fiona Murtagh, who won her singles title, single sculls heat by half a length, will be going just after 9 o'clock. And finally, there's 2 race meetings this evening. They're at Down Royal and Tramore.
All right, Des, thank you very much.